Indian Point is a big nuclear power plant, 35 miles from the heart of Manhattan. And it turns out you want to melt down a big power plant like Indian Point, you do not have to know anything about nuclear power. You don't even have to go into the control room. You don't. All you have to do is
And
have
by the
a.
way, I want to preface this. You're not seeing anything they don't already
Oh,
know.
yeah. They had a. There was an associate, an Al-Qaeda associate, who is convicted of terrorism in Yemen and is in Yemen prison right now, Sharif Mohammadi, who worked in 7 or 8 U.S. nuclear power plants. They had members of ISIS and Al-Qaeda working in nuclear power plants in Brussels and throughout Europe. I mean, they have they we've got that an ancillary, a secondary target during 9/11 was Indian Point. They have been scoping out power plants throughout the West, nuclear power plants throughout the West for a long time. One of the things we learned from Fukushima is if you want to melt down Indian Point, which would irradiate an area the size of Pennsylvania, there would be over 20 million people who would render that area uninhabitable.
Jeez.
And all you got to do is have somebody like Sharif Mohammadi working there who can give you photographs of the cooling pumps. There are about 9 or 10 of them. And, maybe mark them with pieces of tape or something. And you go in there and you put some C4 on them, you blow them up. The Indian Point, a typical nuclear power plant, needs about 5 billion gallons of water a day, 5 billion with a B,
5 billion?
to cool everything off. Somebody once described nuclear power as a preposterously expensive, insanely dangerous way to boil water. So you got,
Huh.
and so you're boiling 5 billion gallons of water a day, but you blow up those cooling pumps, and in the novel, they have overhead water storage tanks, and they blow those out with rocket-propelled grenades. All the water boils away, and suddenly the spent fuel rods and the fuel rods powering the station, they all catch fire. And that happens, and then they go critical, catch fire, and that fire burns. That thing is toxic for 250,000 years. And so this is something that's on their. And by the way, that in Pakistan, terrorists have blown up a 6 or 8 nuclear facilities. This is stuff they're training to do. They're studying it, and it's going to happen. We almost had a couple of Chernobyls here, but luckily they got caught at the last minute. But we've come within a hair's breadth of a couple of Chernobyls, and of course all this stuff is fantastically old. The machinery's decrepit. It's way too expensive. These nuclear power plants are all bleeding cash. And by the way, if the world got together and they said, we're not going to build any more nuclear power plants, within 30 years, they'd all be phased out. And then afterwards, if you wanted to eliminate nuclear weapons, anytime anybody was looking for uranium or nuclear technology, they would want it for one reason and one reason only: to build a bomb. If you look at everything that happens in Revelation, it is the it, they have for one thing, they have stars falling down on the earth, detonating on the earth, and a nuclear weapon is, particularly a thermonuclear weapon, is a man-made star detonating on the earth. The same processes that go on in the heart of a thermonuclear weapon go on in the heart of a star. We have actually taken stars from heaven and used them as weapons, in effect. But also all the pestilence, the famine, all that stuff that you see in Revelation, these are the byproducts of nuclear attacks. This thing I mentioned before, where Michael Flynn, who had been Trump's national security advisor,
Right.
wants to sell 40 nuclear power plants to Middle Eastern nations, including a bunch of the Saudis. The reason God destroys the world in Revelation is it's in chapter 13. And, he sends an angel down and says, you people are too greedy. And he said the power of the Antichrist is the power of greed. To make money, you got to go through the Antichrist, and you have to have the 666. He says, because of your malignant greed, I'm going to destroy the world. And he said that, so you're either going to
He tried it once.
You're either going to give up your greed, you're going to stop following the Antichrist, and or you're going to spend all eternity in hellfire and brimstone. That's where the phrase comes from, hellfire and brimstone. One third of humanity says, hellfire and brimstone money, hellfire and brimstone money. I think I'll take the money. And so then God comes down, destroys the world, and a third of humanity goes to hell. And that we're looking at the same. What possible? Once you have a nuclear power reactor, like 98% of the way to having a nuclear bomb, bomb program.
Absolutely.
If you have the equipment from an old dairy, an old winery, off-the-shelf parts, some nitric acid, it takes six technicians about 6 months to build a fissile nuclear bomb fuel reprocessor. It takes 1 month to reprocess enough spent fuel to get enough plutonium to power the Nagasaki bomb. The Japan never should have had a single nuclear power plant. The whole country is one gigantic seismic fault. But we've had a couple, and so nobody can figure out why Japan has had all these nuclear power plants. They had a couple of Japanese defense ministers who retired, and afterwards they were asked this, and they said, "Well, everybody knows, we reprocess a lot of the spent fuel rods." They said, "We have more plutonium explosive than any other nation in the world. And everybody knows that if they mess with us, we're 6 months away from having 100 nuclear weapons."
Jeez.
And they said that having nuclear power plants is a de facto nuclear deterrent.
It's like the byproduct of the bomb.
A nuclear power plant is a starter kit for nuclear weapons. It's training wheels.
Would you do away with all the nuclear power plants if you had your way?
Yeah, well, the only way you really stop nuclear terrorism, nuclear proliferation, rogue states getting nuclear weapons is that it ought to be outlawed anyway. This stuff is terribly toxic. Nobody knows what to do with the nuclear waste. I said the United States has 100,000 tons of nuclear waste. But it's also, people don't understand how expensive it is. The most expensive machine in the world is the Sheffield nuclear power plant in Sheffield, England. That Egypt wants a nuclear power plant. They just had a revolution that almost burned the country to the ground.
Yeah,
the Russians have offered to build one for $30 billion. That's how expensive. And by the way, it'll cost a lot more than 30. That's just the starting.
Well, is this all about money?
Yeah, and there's a handful. Nobody wants nuclear power. People don't want it. They don't want to live next to it.
I don't want to live next to it.
Everybody knows how bad it is, but there's a handful of people that get super rich off of it. And by the way, all of this, all nuclear power plants are bankrolled by taxpayers. They are not. It's a mistaken notion that they're part of the free enterprise system. There's nothing. It is pure intrinsic socialism. There's nothing free enterprise about nuclear power. Taxpayers pay for everything. No bank will loan a construction company money to build one. No insurance company will give grant full coverage to the nuclear power stuff. They melt down with too much regularity. Every 10 years, you have a very, very serious and costly nuclear incident. And so the insurance companies won't insure them. And it really is, if you're a socialist, yeah, then I can understand. But it really is the stuff of revelation, where people out of blind and malignant greed, try to make a quick buck off this stuff. Off the taxpayers, of course. Oh, it should start straight out of Revelation.
Get your website out one more time, Bob. Go ahead.
Thank you. www.robertgleasonbooks.com. And the title of my novel is And Into the Fire.
You got it. Thank you, Robert. Really appreciate it. Great book, by the way. And I hope it's turned into a TV show or a movie. That would be great.